So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of someone who was right.
What?
This is stupid
stories. They got
stories.
In trouble for doing something
story.
Right?
Pick a different story.
Okay. I've got a story that I really hope would never happen.
Why
to
is your voice shaking?
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Las Vegas.
This is not fun.
No.
It's Las Vegas.
What would you say? How do people in Las Vegas speak?
Kind of like us.
Let's gamble, baby.
Yeah. I lost it
strip.
All.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's
power
right.
Power slap.
They're just people.
Sure.
Okay.
So there's a bit of an incident at a Las Vegas KFC.
Oh,
are you a KFC
no.
fan?
I am. Yeah, I like the wedges.
Okay. The wedges?
The potato wedges? Oh, yeah.
The wedges, they're pretty good if you dip them
Can
in the
I
gravy.
Just say, as a quick aside, KFC is part of that Yum brand thing where they sometimes combine things?
Oh, yeah. KFC Taco Bell in my hometown.
I'm sorry. Let me talk about the ultimate KFC A&W. You can get a Papa Burger and some mashed potatoes. Shut your face.
I don't even know what a Papa Burger is.
It's an A&W burger!
Okay. Yeah, with the root beer.
Let's go. Anyway, sorry.
Well, a 32-year-old man named Gerald kept returning to the restaurant saying he was very upset about the amount of gravy in his order. So I don't know if that meant that they gave him way too much.
You don't go back for too much gravy. There's no such thing as too much gravy.
Okay. Well,
I stand by that.
Not once, not twice, but three times.
Thrice.
And on the third visit, he said, Uncle James, come with me. Things got a bit dicey. Surveillance footage shows the uncle and nephew going around behind the service counter and stabbing the KFC employee multiple times.
What?
Multiple times. While the uncle held her in a chokehold.
What?
The employee was rushed to
over gravy?
The ER, and both men were arrested at the scene. They faced charges including attempted murder.
Over gravy.
Wow.
Not enough gravy, man. Gotta kill him.
Yeah, it's definitely not enough. You don't stab somebody over too much gravy.
I've had my fair share of fast food disputes.
Right.
But I handle them myself.
You don't need your uncle.
Yeah.
I stab all by myself, man.
Gerald says he felt disrespected by the amount of gravy.
Oh, yeah. That is disrespectful.
Yeah.
All right.
What's disrespectful is stabbing someone again. All right. A 38-year-old fortune teller in Thailand.
See how nobody's even trying the accents? Okay.
Did their job. A person came in, wanted their fortune told. And they said, I see in the future something, you're going to lose something very valuable to you.
Oh, I hate it when they say that.
Yes. Okay. So the next day, this guy is like, my phone is gone.
They were right.
Later that day, the 38-year-old fortune teller was arrested for stealing
a cell phone. Find my iPhone usually gets you busted.
Oh, no.
Yep, he said, I'm just really good at my job. I don't know what you want.
Make sure true.
Somebody's also going to sleep with your wife.
And you're not going to be happy about the amount of gravy you're going to get.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Those... for all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.